Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Look who's back, Dave Harrigan. I mean, no spring break, no secret mission. You're slumming it today. You're actually talking to us.
I apologize. I was out of town, out of pocket, doing interviews for my next big project. So I'm glad to be back with you, though.
Yes, we always love having you on, Chip, like all our guests. It's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Chipper's here 50 out of 52 weeks on Mondays. Can you give us any hint of your next project, or you cannot?
I cannot.
Okay.
But I'm hinting that it'll I'm hoping it will be online and in the paper July-ish.
Okay.
Maybe June. So it's kind of an offbeat, cool one, so I'm excited about it, but still in the midst of reporting and interviewing people. So
excellent. Looking forward to it as always. Okay, let me ask you this question. The Minnesota Timberwolves are going to match up with the Phoenix Suns, and as we all know by now, butt kicking. These games have not been close. Most importantly, yesterday, when the Wolves still had an outside chance of the number one seed, and Phoenix made them look like a high school team. 19 turnovers. First half, immaturity, complaining. And the only reason why the margin wasn't bigger is the Wolves scored like the last 13 or something. So I believe two things. One, I think the Suns should be favored. Let me phrase it. I believe the Suns should be the favorites, even though one's the third seed, one's the sixth seed, because matchups matter. And let me ask you this scenario. Let's say the Suns win. Should the Wolves view this as a successful season if they do not win and get out of the first round, even with their most impressive regular season since 2004?
I would say no. Successful regular season, but when you look at totality, I would say no, because they did not make – Tim Connelly did not make this trade for Rudy Gobert and re-sign Cat to a super extension and bring in Mike Conley and add the pieces he did to get beat in the first round of the playoffs. You don't go that far into the luxury tax to just have a good regular season. Those moves were made to be a serious player in the playoffs. So as fun as the regular season has been and successful as it was, you still have to look at this as a team that's in a win now situation with the moves that they have made and the contracts that they have. And so this is it's a bad matchup, but they have a week now to, and there's a lot to unpack with this matchup, but Chris Finch has to figure out a way to get Ant going, which he's not been able to solve against Phoenix in the three meetings. And can he go two bigs against this lineup with four guards and wings?
Yep.
Can you play Rudy and Cat together? I mean, we saw Cat guarding Allen yesterday, right?
Not well.
Not well. And the three-point shooting you know, that's a problem. So I think this is going to really cause Finch to take a look at his lineups. And we've heard since day one of the trade, right, Chad, that the two bigs can work. Well, here's your ultimate test case.
Yeah,
this is your test case. I don't know that it can, Chad.
Well, I think against certain teams it can. This is the number one team you'd want to avoid. But let me go piece by piece. Number one, I agree with you 1,000%. If they lose, okay, in the first round, anyone who tells you this was a successful season, just tell them they're wrong, because you nailed it. Rudy Gobert is an older player. Mike Conley, older player. Karl Towns, get out of here with he's still young. Older player. By the way, Anthony Edwards, his fourth year. Jaden McDaniels, fourth year. Stop with this young team BS.
That's a young team.
Yeah, and homerism. And you nailed it. When Conley made the deal, this was to win big. This was risky. They had other options, other big guys, where you didn't have to give up as much, but you didn't know if the upside was much. Miles Turner is a prime example of a guy they could have got. Mm-hmm. They decided, to Conley's credit, to roll the dice. Now, I'm still, and I've changed zero. They gave up too much, because I've also heard people over and over again this year, well, this proves this trade was worth it. Get out of here. You need to have multiple years of playoff success before we know if this trade was worth it. It's not for and Rudy's been great in the regular season.
Yeah.
Better than ever. They will admit, somewhat on the record and more so background, he's played better than they expected. But if you want to view this as success to give up six number ones,
yeah,
then you got to go Western Conference Finals.
You got to get
to the finals. You got to do something big. If not, you took away one of Conley's great assets. So, yeah, from the first two-thirds of last year, Chipper, when Rudy Gobert wasn't good, to the last third he was, and he's been great most of this year. But, again, against Phoenix, I'll just give you these numbers again. His plus-minus, when we talk about size, against Phoenix, minus 25, minus 26, minus 17, and he's also not aided by Cat, looking really rusty through his first two games.
That's it, yeah. And you know, even Cat said this on the day I wrote about this Sunday, but Cat said this on the day that that he signed his super extension, championship or bust. And this was coming on the heels of the Rudy Gobert trade. And so, you know, a lot of that's just, you know, sometimes that's just throwing stuff out and, like, you know, setting the bar. But there's some truth to that, too. It's, yes, you know, I think at a minimum, this team needs to be a Western Conference Finals type team, because we've heard all along that this is a different team. The Gobert trade is finally making sense. They won 56 games. Mm-hmm. They've showed a lot more maturity and professionalism than we've seen in the past. Now, they still have their moments where they kind of fall asleep, but
they had a lot of those in the first half yesterday.
Yes, and the turnovers are still a thing we need to talk about.
Bad.
But if you are going to show us that you're a different team and that you're more mature and that you're ready to do something, well, then prove it.
You
have to go do it.
Here you go.
This is it. I mean, this is a great matchup. And so, but don't you agree, to me, this is Finch. You have 5 days to figure out how you're going to massage your lineups. I don't think they're going to put Cat on the bench to start. Do you?
Well, that's the biggest one. I don't think they will start the series with him on the bench. But when we talk about massaging the lineups, there's one thing. The biggest thing is, because Nas is just much more mobile, than Towns, and the Gobert Nas numbers have been very good. You're not sitting Rudy, you know, and we gotta put this in perspective. The Suns have not been a juggernaut this year. The Suns have had many, many moments where they haven't looked good, and you know when they haven't looked good, when people have beat them up and pounded them on the boards because they're so small. And that was one of my issues going back, of Gobert and Towns working. And in the regular season this year, it well exceeded my expectations from a couple years ago. But could these two guys, who aren't great post-up players, beat up smaller, mobile teams. And against Phoenix this year, they haven't done it. They're going to need to do some of that. They're going to do not some of it, a lot of it, if they're going to win this series.
That, but does that clog up stuff for Ant driving?
Fair.
I think you have to get him going, Chad.
Yeah. Well,
he's 14 points in the three games, but by doing that, are you clogging up his driving lanes and making it more? Because I think Phoenix is clearly has some formula that is working to eliminate either his shot attempts or his drives to the basket. So I think that's where Finch has to start, is like, how do we unlock Ant against their defense? And, the two games with Carl have been clunky. He clearly is rusty. Doesn't say, you can't play him, but with this matchup, I think you have to figure out Ant first.
Yeah. He's their, let's go with this phrase, bell cow. He's mm-hmm. their star. Okay. You're exactly right, because they've done neither. They haven't had Gobert and Towns beating them up inside, and they haven't had Ant being Ant. Now, Ant was acting like a child too much yesterday, complaining. But one way to create more space is say, Carl, guess what? You're in the corner over here a lot more than you just want to be, because he's by far their best three-point shooter, by far. But his skill set is to do more. So I don't think they can just say you're Grayson Allen over here in the corner, but he has got to create more space. And I thought one of the numbers, I forget if Pete said it or Grady said it yesterday, that over the last 3-4 months, the Suns' defense, their defensive efficiency numbers are like fourth in the league. And you'd think just with those guys and Nurkic and Eubanks and Eric Gordon didn't play yesterday, that they wouldn't be a good defensive team, but they have been over the last few months.
I mean, they clearly have, the formula for Ant, and you think that because of their size, they're playing four wings, that you should be able to use their size advantage. And that's what we've heard so much from the Wolves, is like, hey, we got this advantage over everybody, the size, the length, and all that. It hasn't, played out that way. And, conversely, look at the Timberwolves defense, which they've been number one in defensive rating in the NBA, but two of their worst performances are against Phoenix, 133 points and 125 points. And so this is what you said it first in the opening, matchups matter. Like, who do you put on Durant? Who do you put on Booker? How are you going to, you got Cat guarding Grayson Allen. That's why I wonder if are you insistent on, hey, two bigs, the big lineup's going to work, or do you say, you know what? We're going to have to do something unconventional, something we haven't done, and go smaller for matchups on them defensively.
Yeah. I guess if, let's say they go to Phoenix and they're down 0-2, right?
Yeah.
Do they then get really creative with Kyle Anderson or something? Because Kyle Anderson, all of a sudden, he's more of a match. But that Towns specter is hanging there, man. He's about to go up to $60 million. He has backed his ego away an awful lot for Ant, but you're going to start bringing him off the bench and you're going to try to go smaller. I mean, I think you also have to count on this. Brad Beal gets hurt a lot. Bradley Beal is not the guy he was yesterday when he went for 36. They've been this juggernaut against the Wolves. They haven't been against other teams. And your point about Finch, listen, Finch is an excellent coach. Let's see what you got. Let's see what adjustments you can make. But I just don't think they're going to go too far from their core, Chip. I don't think they're going to do that either,
because then you might say, well, we got away from who we are.
Yep.
I haven't followed Phoenix, entirely close. How often have they been completely healthy though, Chad?
Not a lot.
So that has to factor. I mean, they're still six. That's the thing, Jed. They're the sixth seed, and they won 49 games. This Western Conference this year,
monsters.
All 10 teams have at least 45 wins. It's crazy.
And, oh, by the way, they crushed the Wolves yesterday, and Kevin Durant was mainly a bystander.
Yeah.
I mean, he draws, let me use a Finch, excellent word, he draws a lot of gravity. Draws a lot of gravity. But that wasn't 34 from KD, which he's still, he maybe is 97% it's they're going to face a lot of stuff. They're going to probably remind themselves a lot this week. we were better than Phoenix most of the year. Maybe not matchup, but we are better, and let's not shake our confidence off one single game, because if they win yesterday, they had the possibility. It wouldn't have worked out that way, but they had the possibility, number one seed. So I think you're going to hear a lot of affirmations from this team. We're not going to overreact one game. We've been awfully good all year.
And that's where I think that's the thing you run into possibly psychologically. If you start doing these wholesale changes and all this, it's almost like you're panicking, you know?
Yeah.
There's a fine line there that Finch has to walk this week that, you know, adjustments versus making it feel like if we don't do these, we're doomed because they've beaten us three straight times. I mean, the messaging, I think, is going to be important from him. But you heard it in the locker room from players like yesterday, too.
Right. Cat's going to start game one. Guaranteed. Yes. In fact, I think it's guaranteed Cat's going to start game one and two unless something really is going on. All right, let's pause. More with Chip in a matter of moments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Right back with our friend Chip Scoggins. I've not had a chance to read it, just one last Wolves item, but a lot of people talking about Rudy Gobert's story today in the Players Tribune, and he's got his movie coming out. So there's a lot out there to consume about Rudy Gobert. Off the court, his views and a lot of the views he's talking about, not just how people view him off the court, but on the court. Okay, you're not Mr. Golf. I'm fully aware of that. You weren't locked in like I was. But I'll raise this question with you. Scottie Scheffler wins. It's his second major. Now, that's not historic, but if you've paid attention to golf, what's some of his numbers in ball striking, without getting too inner golf, the only person comparable to Scheffler the last 17, 18 years is Tiger. That's how good his numbers are. He hasn't putted well enough, or he would have won more, and a lot of us believe he's about to really kickstart. So he's got a chance to be a dominant figure. Now, we thought that with Rory. We thought it was Spieth. But just this overall philosophy, do you think sports are better when either we have a dominant individual or a dominant team? I mean, let's look at college basketball. We now have witnessed UConn. They've been dominant, right? The NBA, I mean, the Celtics had by far the best year, but does anybody think, well, it's the Celtics in the world? No, but if they're the favorites, I get it. Major League Baseball, I mean, the Dodgers seemingly have a great team every year. They haven't won it. The NFL, yes, we've got a mini dynasty going with the Chiefs, but it's like every year with the Chiefs, it's like the middle of the regular season. Are they going to do it? I'm in the category, yes, Chip. I like it when you have the big, bad team. And some people say, I'm sick of them. No, I think it makes it better when you're saying, can you bring down, we're all trying to beat Scheffler, Federer, Mahomes, LeBron, whomever it might be. I enjoy that better than it's completely wide open.
I agree with you 1,000% here, because what was some of the, or a lot of the attraction with Tiger? It's because he did things that no one else could do.
Yes. Like
you watched to see not only you knew he was going to win, but by how much and what was he going to do to the golf course. And that was, you know, part of why we were drawn to him.
Yes.
I mean, just the dominance, the greatness. And, you know, I'm not saying Scottie Scheffler is going to get there, but if you have, you know, either in an individual sport, Serena Williams.
Like, yes.
You want to watch someone at the, you know, at their pinnacle. And that probably leads to some animosity or some people saying, I'm tired of them. Anybody but the New England Patriots again and Tom Brady. And so, you know, you have that that side of it too. But I would 100% always want to see dominance in any sport, whether it's individual or team. Because, one, you're seeing someone or a team at their absolute pinnacle.
Yes.
And everybody's gunning for them. But, two, it also kind of creates that, you know, let's see somebody can knock off mm-hmm. the dethroned champ, you know. So I'm all for it. I love watching golf. I was amazed yesterday. You know, Scheffler obviously played great, but you think about it, his wife's at home, possibly could go into labor at any moment, and he would have to leave the golf course, and the guy looked unflappable by everything. The pressure of the Masters alone,
yep.
But then you have he didn't look distracted. You know, he looked like a machine out there, so I thought that was kind of cool to see.
And a lot of what happened yesterday happened in a lot of Tiger's majors we forget. Now, there were some where he just blew away the field. It wasn't close. Maybe that was for all 72 holes. Sometimes it was on the final day, blew away off the field. More often than not, you know what Tiger did the final day? He played smart, and he played conservative, and he waited for others to melt. And when they're on the eighth and ninth hole, he had four guys tied at 6-under. And then first it was Morikawa. Then it was kind of Homa and Åberg at the same time. And if you were watching at 8-9, you're like, oh my God, we're in for one of the greatest Masters.
We're coming down the stretch,
And by the 15th hole, it was Scotty was just cruising, and that's the beauty of golf.
Yeah, and there's something to be said about being so good, and the other guys knowing it that they're thinking, okay, I can't make a mistake here because he's not.
I've got to try a little bit. I got to take an extra chance that I normally wouldn't have. And that's prime what Morikawa did, not once but twice.
Well, he did. Yeah, he said he got greedy, I think is what he said.
Yep.
Because you know you have to. This guy's so good, you're going to have to do something outside of yourself to give yourself a chance to beat him. And that's a mark of greatness, too, there when other guys are changing the way they do it because they feel like they have to do that to beat you.
And when it happens, we remember it forever. Villanova versus Georgetown, when the Pats won the first Super Bowl over the Rams. It's just great stuff. Now, you mentioned Brady. What about Brady's note just the middle of last week? You know, joining a team late in the season? I'm up for that.
I'd answer the phone.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's legit or just doing that to stir the pot. Could be both, but, you know, he'll probably say that for the next few years because – I'm guessing he keeps himself in great shape. Now, would it really happen? I doubt it, but you never know, I guess.
Let's say it's the Chiefs. Okay, the Chiefs are having a, you know, kind of your typical regular season where it's good but not great and something bad happens to Mahomes. And Andy Reid calls Brady. Yes or no, does he come back? I'm just going to tell you first. I think 100% he comes back. I just think some of these guys, by the way, is he going to come out of the booth? Like Fox is paying him like $300 million. And it's like, he really doesn't want the money. It doesn't seem like he wants to do that job.
No. Well,
I'll take it.
The money he's making, I wouldn't turn it down, but he's living a comfortable life right now.
Yeah.
You want to get beat up? I say no.
They're addicted to it, though. You know this.
I know, competition. They're addicted to it.
All right, today, Monday, April 15th, the draft is next Thursday. If you had to predict today, what happens with the Purple?
If they can get to number 3, they'll take May. If they get to 4 or 5, they take J.J. McCarthy. That's my hunch.
Do you think in any way they just stay status quo, stay at 11, and take Penix?
I guess conceivably if Kevin O'Connell says, you know what, I love Penix. And I asked Kwesi this last week at his press conference because he was saying marriage and you got to find your guy. And I said, is it possible to love two of them? You know, could you, are there two guys that you'd be comfortable with maybe, or multiple guys, I said. And he said yes. So maybe there's three of them that if they say, you know what, they might not all be equal, but we'd be happy with any of them. If Penix is in that group and they could get him at 11, then obviously you still get the other first round pick, so that would be ideal. But I still think you have to be aggressive. You can't play defensively here because you don't know what Sean Payton and Denver is going to do. You don't know what the Raiders are going to do. You don't know what the Giants are going to do. And Kwesi said this: you can't wake up Friday morning with regret that you weren't aggressive and did what you wanted to do to get a quarterback.
You can't have regret, but then you also have to think of this. Let's say you take McCarthy, and we shouldn't say if he has a middling or weak rookie season, he's done because you're allowed to struggle. Yeah. But let's say they end up with the fifth pick next year, and you've given up 11, 23, and 5. You got to be right.
Yeah.
You got to be right now.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. If you pick the wrong guy, they're probably getting fired.
Yeah.
Right? That's how the NFL works. So trust your gut, trust your homework. And if you feel that strongly about a guy, you can't. Because here's the thing. If you get it right, no one cares what you spend.
Yeah.
If you get it wrong, you're probably getting fired.
Yeah.
no pressure, though.
If you're doing that, he can't be Cousins. You know, he can't be edge of top 10. He's got to be edge of top 5. Yeah, he's got to be a great player. All right, great stuff as always. Thank you, sir.
Okay, brother. We'll see you.
Chip Scoggins, 35 past 2. I'm way late. Let's stop talking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.